is Full Time. Radio City Talk.
You're listening to Full Time. My name's Matt Jones. Right, there's a really piece of sad news that broke over the summer that former Tranmere and Manchester City star Neil McNabb had suffered a stroke. And all the King's men, as part of the Tranmere Rovers former players, will be putting on a night to raise some money for Neil this weekend. Delighted to be joined by one of his former Tranmere and Manchester City teammates on the line now, Eric Nixon. Eric, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Matt.
It's great to speak to you, even on such sad terms. And can you give us an update on how Neil is? Because there really hasn't been much news since August.
Yeah, I've been in touch with his son, Joe, and Neil Jr., and they've sent a few pictures through with Neil in his rehab. He's in Atlanta in America. He's up and about walking, but obviously it's going to be a long process for him to get right again.
Yeah, I mean, he was an absolutely brilliant player, wasn't he? You'll know him from your time at both clubs, as I say. Just tell us a bit about what he was like as a midfielder.
Yeah, regardless of whether he's a good player, he's a fantastic person and really good to people. Younger players around him used to look up to him and they used to idolise him and show him all the respect in the world. But as a player, he was part of a new era that sort of got the ball, give it. He didn't. He basically got people, he got it off the goalkeepers and started linking into defenders, linking into midfield players and getting balls forward. But he was a fantastic technician for kids to watch.
Yeah, 105 appearances for Tranmere during his time at Prenton Park from 1990 to 1992. But there, under that Johnny King side that was so wonderful, I guess, to be a part of, Eric.
Yeah, we had some fantastic times, didn't we? And obviously the Tranmere fans are still reliving it. He was part and parcel of that. I actually was instigated the fact that he came from Man City to Tranmere Rovers, because obviously that's what I did. But we had some fantastic times. And I think the fans really appreciated him. And I'd like the fans to turn out in droves this Saturday evening, because obviously we've got a fundraiser. Plus all the Tranmere Rovers legends are going to be there. We've actually got the fella from Up and Running, Phil Jones. He's going to be there as well, singing for us. So we've got one or two things. It's at the Hornblowers pub in Market Street, Birkenhead, from 7 o'clock onwards.
Yeah, get yourself down there.
Yeah, get down there. Have a great time. Elvis is in the building as well. Thank you very much.
Elvis being you to people who don't know.
I'm going to be getting on doing a few songs, as you see. I actually went to Elvis at the MEN on Tuesday evening with my wife, Rachel, and we really enjoyed it. So I'll throw a few numbers in and we'll have a great time. But it's all about Neil McNabb this Saturday. It's all about raising some money, hopefully, to help him out with his rehab.
Yeah, definitely. Well, as you say, Hornblowers Pub, 7 p.m. auction, raffle, entertainment, question and answer session. And great that Mickey Mellon and the first team are going to be there as well.
Yes, they're going to be there. Hopefully, they're going to sign autographs. We've got signed shirts from Raul Dalsh and Cook, and we've got Jack Tiber's going to send some stuff through from Liverpool. We've got Rooney shirts. We've got Rooney England shirts. We've got my gloves that have dropped three times before anyone says it. we've got signed footballs. We've got lots and lots of memorabilia from our day. Lots of memorabilia from the team that have been absolutely fantastic for me this week. I've been running around trying to get autographs for them. Mickey Mellon sanctioned everything. He's done really well for us. So in conjunction with Tranmere Rovers, we're going to really enjoy it and have a great time.
You're listening to Radio City Talk, full-time Matt Jones, Eric Nixon on the line. Eric, I can tell that Neil was someone who obviously means a lot to you.
Fantastic person, yeah. When I went to Man City as a youngster, obviously I came from non-league and walked into the club and said I want a trial, which would happen this day and age, I don't know. But he took me under his wing and he looked after me because he was a seasoned pro even then, having played for Tottenham and Brighton, you know. But he brought me under his wing and I'll never, obviously, let him know that he didn't do that for me. But it's just a case now of looking after him and his sons and making sure that there's people there for him. I'd just like to mention one prize that's out there. Mickey Mellon has sanctioned the somebody wants to auction for a full day, match day prize with him. That includes coming to the dugout, listening to the meetings, speak to the players in the dressing room and being in the dugout on the day.
What a brilliant prize that'll be as well. Great to get so much access to the manager and the players on a match day. A fantastic thing. So worth going just to get that alone. But as you say, it is all about Neil. What is the prognosis? I mean, you say he's doing rehab, but what is the likelihood of him making a full recovery?
Well, it's not for me to say, obviously. I'm just hope all I can do is we're not going to leave the lad hanging. We're going to do what we can for him. Hopefully, we can send some money over with our best wishes. This is just one of a few functions. We're hopefully going to have a game in the summer, Man City Legends versus Tranmere Rovers Legends on the ground, and we can get a lot of fans down there and work from there.
That'd be absolutely brilliant. You're listening to Radio City Talk. Eric, if I could just ask you, you must be delighted to be back at Tranmere, returned in the summer.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's a breath of fresh air for me to be involved in the club, and fans obviously make things fantastic for me. They brought me in with welcome arms again. But, you know, we've had a slow start, but we're picking up slowly but surely now. and we want the fans to get behind us. And basically, let's hope we can push on to promotion.
Absolutely. Well, things have been turning around recently. For you personally, two terrific goalkeepers to work with in Scott Davis and Luke Pilling, and then young Paddy Wharton coming through as well.
Yeah, I've got four fantastic goalkeepers. I'd like to think that they're going to go places. Scotty Davis, I mean, you know, obviously we're not trying to sell him. We want to keep him at the club as long as we can. But I think everybody's envious of the fact that we've got Scotty. Everybody's envious of the fact we've got Pilly, who's an international. And as you say, young Paddy Wharton coming through. And you've got young Bailey Passant, who's coming through as well. So we're doing well. I've got a fantastic stable. And long may it be continue. I'll always give people a chance to come and have a little trial with us as well, if that's the question.
Absolutely. Eric, great to speak to you. So just plug this night again, 2nd of December at Hornblower's Pub in Birkenhead, all in aid of Neil McNabb. And as you've given us, there's so many reasons to come down. But it all is about Neil and raising some much-needed money for him.
As I say, I mean, even the 80s legend, Phil Jones, Viva Las... I go by my stage name, Viva Las Nicol. Thank you very much. So, I'll get up and... I mean, it's not the first time I've made a fool of myself in front of the biggest crowd, so it's not a problem. I can handle that. Everybody get yourselves down there. Again, it's the Hornblowers, and it's going to be on the 2nd of December, Market Street, Birkenhead.
And with Tranmere not having a game, hopefully you'll get a few extra people who might have been travelling down to Woking for it as well. So, fingers crossed, it's a good evening and you raise plenty of money, Eric.
Yeah, Liverpool, Everton, Merseyside, all comers are all welcome.
Top man, right. Eric, thank you for joining us this evening.
This is Full Time. Radio City Talk.